Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here live on LA Talk Radio. That call-in number is 323-203-0815. Dial in, get in our queue. Remember, we'll probably be calling you back. You may not recognize the number, so if you get in our queue, make sure you answer your call. We don't want to talk to your voicemail.
And I'm looking forward to it.
I want to remind everybody, because I think we talked about it, Robert Storr was supposed to be here tonight, but he had to cancel due to some personal problem. And I would like to invite everybody to join us next week, where Robert should be with us. We're sending out a prayer for him. So, Dr. Pat, how was your week?
It was just fine. I did what I know, and I did it with integrity. So that's about as good as it gets.
It is. And we've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're live on the air on the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Are you ready? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Dr. Allen. Thank you, Kelly. So I was calling because I called last week, actually, and I'm a fairly new listener. So there's a lot of terms that you had mentioned, Dr. Pat, that I was trying to grasp. And since last week, I've actually been listening to some of your archived episodes just to, you know, get a better idea of what some of these terms mean. So I was wondering if I could, one, just kind of give you an update of what's happened so far since last week, and then also ask you, like, definitions of the terms in, like, plain English, that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So just to give you an update, I did what you said, and I didn't reach out at all to my ex, and but I did respond to all the texts and which messages, which turned into phone calls from
now,
him.
Do I understand you're separated?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
How long?
This was about almost 2 weeks ago. So it was like two Saturdays ago when he broke up with me. And it had been on
and
off.
And
for
so
about
he
eight
has six more weeks of rumination.
Okay. Yes. And he's actually
and
reached out
three times.
You're not
calling him.
Correct.
He's reached out to you.
Three times, Sunday, yesterday,
and today. Are you answering his calls?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good. But you're not making calls.
Correct. I'm not reaching out at all.
Great. Okay. Yes. So I'm good on what I've already taught you. Now go on with what's going on.
Okay. So,
Right?
Yes, I did go back to chapter 14 to read up on that. And I think
know
I need
that
to just.
I heard that. Yes. And so I want listeners to know that my primary book was way back when, in the 1994s, Getting to I Do. And it's mm-hmm. been on the shelves ever since then. Thank you, God.
Yes,
so
yes, I'm been
your boyfriend,
to the archives.
Your boyfriend yeah. is not done with you. Why did he dump you if he's calling you?
I don't know, Dr. Pat. I think what he's doing, he's the guy that is getting out of the Army in March and needs to make this decision about where he's going to be, what job he's going to accept through a headhunter when he goes to virtual interviews in January. So he had said that he needs to make this decision on his own. he thinks he'll be moving back to the East Coast. And I'm in Texas. So
he believes that you and he are now incompatible.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he said that he can't.
He has no, he didn't catch you in bed with his friend.
No.
He didn't have an acute reason. What he had was a wish to get back in the private life of a bachelor. So he calls you to keep you on the line.
Okay.
And it's good you don't call him, because that makes him feel secure as a polyamorous man. And we humans are polyamorous. We are not built scientifically for monogamy. Okay.
Right.
So with that in mind, he's calling you. You're not calling him. I'm telling you he's got six more weeks of your committability before I acknowledge that he's dumped you.
Oh, okay. I see.
So do you believe me?
Yes. But you're saying he's not completely done because of the fact that he just keeps reaching out, whether through text or phone call.
So he's bed checking during the day is what he's doing.
That was one of the terms I was wanting to ask you about, just to clarify. It was bed checking. I guess I'll just mention the terms. Bed checking, free wife.
He was bed checking to find out if your phone answered with you or it didn't, when he knew that you should answer it. What time did he call you?
Yesterday. He texted me just most recent. He texted me about 20 minutes ago.
When
today.
I say call, I mean text, write, any form of contact.
So the last form of contact was a text message 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago?
Yes.
And it's 4 o'clock. Did you answer?
Not yet. I just came home from a vet appointment. So no, I haven't answered yet.
I got it. You're calling me before you call him back.
Yes, because I wanted to try to talk to you and get some answers for all this terminology before.
Okay, go ahead. So now that I know what my job is, ask me.
Okay. So bed checking was one. What you mean by free wife? And you said every time he reaches out, he's remarrying me. So that was one also
that's
that I was
right.
clear about.
I want to be clear. Anytime you and he connect, if you've got chemistry, did you ever have chemistry?
Yes, I definitely felt that. Yes.
Your body liked touching and he liked touching.
Yes.
Good. Well, what I'm checking on is, are you touching? And obviously you're not touching physically because you're not seeing him. Is that right?
Correct.
But he's calling you to see if you're mad at him or gone.
Right.
Do you act mad or gone?
No. Some of these text messages
The reason they like it when we get mad at them is that they can blame us for splitting. The very worst punishment you can give a man when he dumps you is to act like you don't care.
Okay.
It's called respect, honey. What?
I haven't, I've been friendly, cordial. You know, there are times actually on the phone he's told me that he thinks of me every day and that he misses me. So he's told me that a couple times. But I'm not mad or mean.
I want you to understand he's not gone. He's simply split. Do you know the difference?
No. What's the difference?
His guilt won't allow him to go out with other women without letting you know that he's doing it. See, what you've told me is he's a military person about to be retired or change locations, whatever he's changing. He wants to be a bachelor then for a while. The only problem is his body is in love with you. His animal nature wants to be polyamorous. But I want you to know that a man in love with somebody, even if he has sex with another person, if he's in love with you, and I have the signs that he is, they are absolute dull nothings.
They're what? Dull nothings?
Their sexual activity falls on the floor right out of the bed.
Oh, okay.
What he's doing is trying to go back to irresponsible boyhood. But if you continue what you're doing for 6 more weeks, I hope, and do you hope, that he calls and says, I made a mistake, I want you back?
Yeah, I hope so, because now that he's reached out again today, I know that the 8 weeks start all over.
I wouldn't say it that way.
No?
Why don't we just say the 8 weeks was from the beginning, because I don't believe he's ever gone.
Okay. So like the 8 weeks from the original time that he had dumped me.
The original time, because he hasn't, if he stayed away for 2 weeks, that would be, ooh, I want her, but I can't be responsible. If he stays away 4 weeks, guess what he's doing? Getting mad at you for not calling him.
Okay.
By eight weeks, he is crying secretly for having made a mistake.
Okay.
And do you know that I have found as a therapist that what happens as the woman gets madder and madder and madder and madder during the 8 weeks of rumination, by the time he comes back begging, she doesn't want him.
I remember you mentioned that.
Will you promise what?
I remember you mentioned that last week. Something like that, yeah.
Are you willing to want him till he goes through the whole 8 weeks of continuous not leaving?
Repeat your question one more time.
Would you act as if you weren't dumping him? I've told you in this session that the chances of you dumping him at the end of 8 weeks are very good, because you're detoxing too.
Okay.
Would you keep him until after the 8 weeks are done, like a day.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, especially he keeps reaching out, so we can't even get through 1 week without him contacting me.
I know
yeah.
it. He can't do it. That's what I'm saying. But here's what I'm going to give you permission to do if he calls 2 days after the 8 weeks or so. He calls you, and what would he say in a normal reach out to you? What would he say?
In this case, I don't know, tonight he was letting me know of like some seltzer, hard seltzer he thought that I might like. Yesterday, I guess he was just asking if I wore my...
And here's what I would say if you don't want him.
Okay.
Darling, you call him darling. Mr. X, I have so appreciated your honesty at telling me that we are no longer compatible and you're leaving me. But over the last 8 weeks, you've been reaching out to me, and it's painful because I'm still in love with you. So I am not going to answer your phone calls from today forward unless you want to work on getting back together again. Do you have any questions about what I'm saying?
Okay. So just... to confirm, you're saying, like, even though we're going to count it as going 6 more weeks now from this point, and then if after this full 6/8 weeks is up, when he reaches out again, tell him what you just said. Yeah.
Something like that. Because I have a suspicion he'll say, can't we be friends? And the answer is no, I love you too much. My body will really hurt.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, I can do that. I know you said last week about the whole engagement ring thing, but I guess we haven't gotten... he keeps reaching out. So I guess we're going to kind of shelve that idea and then go with this one for now then, right?
Well, I'm saying the same thing when I said, unless you want to get together and work out the deal, and the deal is engagement ring.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I haven't given that up.
Oh, okay.
What I've done is, I've asked you, would you be willing, because many women really get bored and meet people that attract them away from being available.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to experiment? Because I don't think he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in the process of making a big mistake.
Oh, you think he's thinking that he's made a big mistake? Okay.
No, he hasn't got there yet. He's only 2 weeks into hell.
Oh, okay.
See, I said the first 2 weeks, they think they're right. The second 2 weeks, they're mad at us for not calling them and begging. But by 8 weeks, he's sad and guilty.
Okay.
Do you want him enough to go through this process?
Yes, I would. That's why I'm open to things that you had suggested, because I feel like I don't have anything to lose. And like, he's already gone, so to speak. And so you know, I thought about what you said too with like dating and then starting to go out to date other men and tell them I'm getting over an 8-month relationship because this person wasn't ready to settle down.
I have no problem with you, not in public. I don't want you to do it on an app. This man is not gone. So don't advertise you're looking for somebody else.
Oh, okay. Don't do it through an app?
But, no, flirt in a grocery store.
Okay.
I have no problem with you socializing with men while you're putting up with the 8 weeks.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe he's gone. I believe that I'm telling you, please don't get mad enough to dump him for his mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But at some moment in these 6 weeks, if he says, can't we be friends? I miss you, blah, blah, blah. Say, I cannot be your friend. I love you too much and it hurts too much. The only way I can be with you is engaged.
Mm. Okay.
Which is what I told you you would need, but I'm giving you more details.
Mm-hmm.
See, somebody will get a hold of you. What?
No, I didn't say anything. Go ahead. Yeah.
People get to people in your spot and say, I wouldn't put up with that. He's abusing you. He's not abusing you. He's trying to be a single man back in hunting. But he's in love.
Okay.
It's not that easy. That's okay. When a man falls in love, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
They try to get us to give them intercourse so that we're bonded, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. What do you understand you've agreed to?
That after 6 more weeks, which, by the way, I'm working on my high vibe letter right now, wait 6 more weeks, and then if he keeps reaching out past the total of 8 weeks, then to let him know, like what you had mentioned about, I appreciate him reaching out, you know, not to accept friendship, but I guess not communicating with him after a certain point, unless it's to get back together or talk about being engaged together. That's what I got.
Do you feel okay about that?
Yeah, I do. It's
what's
a new
the question
new...
mark. What's the question mark?
I guess it's a new, I don't know, Pat, it's a new method. So that's why I'm open to doing it, because at this point I'm like, what have I got to lose? He mentioned last night when he called me about, like, he was asking what I was going to do for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And
listen to what he's asking you. He's not been gone at all. He's run away from home.
Yeah.
But people get to people like you, and they tell you, I'm put up with that. I'd get rid of them.
Yeah, I've been getting that, yes.
I know you're getting that because that's what people do when they don't know how to get married. Do you know in the groups that I'm having, I have about 10 groups of girls, women, that we've got about 6 people engaged and getting married because they don't listen to people that do not know what they're talking about. They're talking about casual sexuality, which is an animal event. They're not talking about being in love, which is a human event. And I, as a therapist, am reading that he's not gone. He's in the middle of making a runaway mistake. But I'm not taking away your right to say, I'm not going to relate to you anymore on the phone or as a friend. I will relate to you only if I'm engaged. How long have you dated him?
8 months on and off because he would get anxious and break it off. We'd spend together, then get anxious and break it off.
I understand that.
Total,
well, this is the last time. We're doing the, I'm either engaged or I'm done. But it has to be after he asks to be friends or to see you or he calls you after the 8 weeks are done.
Okay.
You wait till the 8 weeks. Honey, I'm not going to answer your phone calls unless there are dates to meet and discuss engagement.
Okay. After
it's
8 weeks.
Bottom line okay. Time. What?
Yeah, after 8 weeks, all of this, you said. Or if he asked to meet
and
up.
Guess what? You will not answer the phone. Do you see? Unless he says, I want to meet you at the jewelry store. I want to be engaged. He says that he's willing to negotiate an engagement. Not a marriage, an engagement. Okay. Did you get your questions answered? Look at your list.
Yes. I think the other terms I had was just like marrying and remarrying. That was the last bit of it. Every time.
Okay. So are you handled for today?
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to re-listen to this too.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Call us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Okay. Sam at the switchboard says we've got more people in the queue, so he's going to get us another call. Until then, if you're interested in signing up for one of those groups that Dr. Allen talked about, you can get on the waiting list by reaching out to info@drpatallen.com via email. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. You're in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Hi there. I feel this was very serendipitous to have listened at this time because I have a very similar issue going on with my boyfriend.
A lot of people do.
Yes. So I actually learned a lot about how to respond given this engagement. My situation is a little different because we weren't dating as long. It was where we fought and broke up in our 7th month, and there's some complications.
That's
about
one month
together.
Difference. Hers was 8. Wait a minute. Anything over 6 months is serious.
Yeah. That's good.
The first 3 months in a relationship, everybody's doing perfect. In the second 3 months, people are starting to do things that are not perfect, and the negatives start showing up. Third 3 months, starting with 6 to 9 months, that's when you start negotiating changes, whether it's getting engaged, whether it's getting monogamous, whatever it is, you start negotiating time, space, money, and play. And the fourth 3 months, if he's 51% valuable and you are to him and you're monogamous and you're continuous and your long-term goals are the same, you're both wanting to be mated or married, you are on the way to the jewelry store to get a gold band without a diamond or to get a band with a diamond. Got it?
I hope so. But I did a lot of things wrong. And then there's a lot of things kind of fighting against us because I was drugged and raped 3 months before we met. And so part of my relationship with him has been me under a lot of stress trying to recover. And part of the fight was...
Did you go to EMDR or TMS? Did you go to a form of therapy for trauma?
I wasn't in the right therapy. And after our fight, I was so distraught that it pushed me into going to the right therapist. And so I'm actually grateful for the breakup. That's how I found you.
Thank God. EMDR.
Yeah.
Eye movement rapid desensitization or... transcranial electromagnetic stimulation. That's the latest advancement in trauma therapy.
Oh, I've heard of that.
What?
I've heard of that. I'm actually a therapist myself, I'm just surprised that I wasn't doing all the right things, but I'm going to keep looking into that. But I'm struggling with how to move on now because he was the kind of guy who was there for me in the worst situations. And then when I really needed him and told him that some of my behavior in our fight was because of PTSD that I was dealing with from this situation, like he completely left me. But he's showing hot and cold behaviors, like he's still in love with me, but he's having a lot of fear now. And part of this came about because we were arguing about a moral issue about abortion, and he's very Catholic, and I didn't understand. So
listen to what I'm about to say. I have no problem working with you on the show as a couple.
I don't think he would do that, and we're not in communication right
now. I think you're wonderful as a mind reader. I was rather hoping you'd just ask him and accept his answer. You're predicting his answer. That's not good.
Okay. So I guess because I'm thinking in my head, I have to stop contacting him to recover and for him to miss me to want to come back. But I guess I could reach out to him.
I've got news for you. You're predicting negativity rather than just finding out.
Okay.
Is he calling you or not? Is he texting you?
He texted me the first week, and then he texted me the second week, but not for himself. It was for an emergency with his friend, and so we actually got into another argument.
So what you're saying, is he the man that attacked you?
Yeah.
Well, he's asking...
There are other complications. His job takes him away for 9 months out of the year, and he's not sure if he wants to keep up with that job, but I don't think if we got married, I don't think it would last.
Did you answer me that he's the one that molested you?
Oh, I thought you said attracted me. No, not at all. He's an amazing person.
I said attacked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he's not the bad guy. Did you report the bad guy to the police?
I'm working on a lawsuit with that right now, but it's been really hard.
That's all I care about. I'm just caring about you taking care of yourself.
Yeah, it's hard for me to do all this by myself. So he was really a big support in my life. And so it's been really hard that now
I've
that he's found out
you.
The truth about
I just
me.
Offered you, if he is willing to go on the show with you, I will do what I can, or you can take him somewhere else if he'll go. In other words, you're in treatment. That's all I care about.
Yeah. So you suggest I should actually contact him first and suggest that to him?
No, I want you to wait for him to reach out to you and tell him the only way that I can be with you is with a therapist on the phone, on the radio, or in the room with me.
Okay. So you would suggest me not to do that about the engagement then that you just said to the last person, because there's more complications?
There's more stuff you have to deal with. You have to get to know each other as friends. You're afraid of men now.
I guess I don't know. I guess I've always been afraid of men, but he made me feel so safe and loved with him that I trusted him.
I understand
him
I'm telling you a way to give him an opportunity to be with you, with us. If, for example,
so it's a different scenario.
If he doesn't have any money, what?
It's a different scenario than the last person then. So I can be his friend and I can work on these things with him instead of reject his friendship and just talk about an engagement.
Then if you will stop mind reading him and just say, we can go on this talk radio show and see what she can say to us. That's only if he reaches out to you and wants to see if you'll be a friend or something. If he doesn't call you, don't call him. Are you there? Yoo-hoo. I think I've lost you.
I think we lost her, Dr. Pat. I can't tell.
Oh, hi.
There she is. There she is. She's back.
I'm here now. Yeah, we got disconnected.
All right. Did you hear my offer?
I did. So only if he reaches out to me to see if he wants
only
to be friends, should I say?
Only if he reaches out to you, say, what? What are you going to say?
We can only be friends or communicate if we can go on this talk radio show together and see what she can say to us.
What's wrong with that?
I guess nothing. That's great. That would be amazing.
So with that in mind, what else can I do for you today?
I want to make sure that I'm correct then. In this scenario with the person I love, if he comes back, the first step should really just be communicating with you or a therapist, not talking about engagement or anything else.
Yes.
Okay.
You're still in trauma therapy.
Yeah. He's going to be going on deployment in a couple months. He's in the military.
Then it may not happen till he comes back.
Yeah. What do you recommend? Because his reasoning to break up with me was he finds it hard to see us having children together after our argument.
Honey, we'll find out if he comes on the air.
Okay.
That's what these radio shows and TV shows are beneficial, because they allow people to talk to professionals, usually at no cost. for the sake of mankind. That's what I do it for.
Yeah. And I could just call on a random day, or should, if this works out, should I contact someone to like plan a time or day?
You just call Kelly. What should she do if he says yes to be on the show?
She can just call in to the radio show on Thursday, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That helps
you
me a lot. To get...
You do exactly what you did to get on with me right now.
Right, okay, we're here every Thursday. Yeah, we're here every Thursday, but we won't be here on Thanksgiving Thursday. It'll be a podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
You're
caller.
Welcome.
Goodbye. Okay, let's see what Sam's got in store for us. He's got another caller for us. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Good. You have to turn your radio down. Did you?
I did. This is the connection.
Awesome.
Good?
Yeah, we're fine now. Great.
Okay. So I'm on air now with Dr. Allen.
Yes, you are. You're live on the air.
Oh, great. Okay. So I've had
what can I do for you?
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. I'm a big fan, and I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to ask if I've had, is it okay after a date to send a thank you text, or just, is that too initiating? I've had 3 dates, and I just sent a little text afterwards, like as a little thing. Like, is that okay, or is that leading?
Are you asking me for permission to court men?
No, I do not want to court men.
What is it you just asked me? It sounded like that.
It did. That's why. Well, that's why I'm coming to you to find out.
Well, ask me again so I can answer it cleaner.
Sure. So sometimes I hear that, like, for sure you want to thank a gentleman for dinner or for a date, and that it can be okay, like, afterwards just send a little thank you text. Like, you
know, that's what, honey, if you're the man and you take him out to dinner, of course you call him, who's really her, and thank her for having a date with you. Do you want to be respected or cherished?
I really want to be cherished.
Then you want to be with the man you respect because he cherishes you. Have you ever been cherished by a man?
Well,
starting with your father when you were 8 years old.
No, my mother was an unwed mother, and my grandfather wasn't very cherishing. So I was a bit of the apple of his eye, but was not very cherishing.
I do not give you permission to chase men unless you want to be respected.
No,
I have no problem
really,
with
really
women wanting to be respected.
I understand that,
and
but I
men,
really want to be
I have
cherished.
No problem with men being cherished either.
Right, I appreciate that, but I want to be cherished.
Well, if you want to be cherished, you will look in the eyes and smile at the men you meet or the apps you answer, and you signal them that you're available by smiling and looking at them in the eyes and writing a profile that says you want to be cherished by a man you respect.
Mm-hmm. But I think I kind of have that dynamic with this guy. I've had 3 dates.
You do 3 dates to decide if you have chemistry.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And have you let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina?
No.
Okay. Has he tried to get in?
Yeah.
Well, then you're at a good spot for when he tries. Say, thank you for being interested in me, but I don't do casual sex. I must be in a monogamous, continuous, marriage-bound relationship. Are you into marriage-bound or mating? You who? What's your answer? Married or mating?
Oh, my answer?
Yeah.
Right. I want marriage.
What?
I want marriage.
You want marriage? Then you would say to him, I do not have casual sex. I will only let you make love to me if we're monogamous, we see each other regularly, and we're both aiming for marriage. What do you think of that, sir? And he will tell you, I'm not going to do that. I've got to know what I'm getting into. And you've got to know what's getting into you. So what else can I answer for you?
I think that's just you're saying that to just send a thank you text after a date. If I want to be cherished, I don't do that.
You can't do that. That's respecting him. I'm so grateful you date me because I'm just an ugly bitch. I don't deserve anybody. Is that what you want to give?
No, I don't. But it's surprising the number of people out there who, would give that advice. Like, oh, same family.
Honey, anyway. I've got news for you. Those people have not gone through the process of becoming a therapist. I have become a therapist. Do you see what I'm saying? Would you go to a surgeon? I hear you're surprised that people give away free everything. I don't do that unless you want to, and it's none of my business. So if you want to be cherished, a man has to be in love with you, and he can't be in love with you if you're simply a free piece of ass. They do not fall in love with vaginas. They fall in love with bodies, minds, and spirits. It's called making love. Are you willing to do it that way? Or do you want to be a cheap slut?
I'm willing to do it that way. I was just asking about sending a thank you text. That's it. I mean, that's fine.
No, that's a big deal. Wait a minute. Sending him a thank you for taking you on a date is too much giving.
Yeah.
He has the pleasure of your company.
I didn't do that. The person introduced this told me to, but what I did do is I sent a text and just said that felt like a wonderful evening, or that felt like a magical evening.
I hear that you send him a thank you note for his date to you when I think it would be appropriate for him to cherish your feelings by thanking you for coming on the date.
Yeah.
If you want to be a free date, please feel free not to call me.
No, I will continue to call, but I agree with all of your training. It's just interesting because a lot of people in the world say, guys like, they just think.
I've got news for you. That's why they're out there giving advice when they don't have a relationship.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put up with that. He owes you. See? So be careful that you're not free. Men do not, when men commit to a relationship, they take responsibility for your happiness, cherishing. When women fall in love with a man after they fall in love with themselves, you're the treasure, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives this woman to this man? Her father.
Yeah.
Are you worthy of being cherished?
Yes.
I have no problem with you being a man and being respected. Call them, send them flowers, propose to them.
I don't want that.
Well, that's what you asked me permission for.
Well, that's why I'm asking you before I do something. I just needed a confirmation. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want that.
Okay, then let's do it with you getting cherished.
Okay.
Don't forget, you have to flirt eyeball to eyeball. Smile. They have to know you're available.
Mm-hmm.
Real men are very shy. And they're afraid of rejection. What?
Yeah. So what? So that seems true. So how do they get over that?
They get over that when they're with a woman that's acting like a lady and waits for him to be good to her and then tells him, I so respect you for the way you treated me tonight.
So I can say that, but I just don't do it as a thank you. I can say it on the date.
You can say that, not on a written thing. You say that on the second and the third date. I want you to date him three times.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm. I do.
You're the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
He's the hunter, unless you want to be the hunter. Then he's the treasure.
I want to be the treasure. I'm very clear about that.
Well, then I'm very clear about how you do that. You smile at him so he knows you're available. You say thank you at the date for the date. You don't send him a note. You thank him at the end of the date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
Good.
Yes. Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, caller. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got some more calls in our queue, and Sam is getting them for us. So, if you're looking for our products, the place
Kelly,
to go. Yeah.
Kelly?
Yes.
At some time, please invite anybody that wishes to help us maintain this radio show to donate to the show.
Yes, we're a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, and you can reach out to info@drpatallen.com to make your tax-free, fully deductible donation. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes. Thanks
what
for taking my call. I do have a
thank
question.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for answering. So last June, I did meet a guy online, and we started dating in July. We became official in August, and then last month, he broke up with me over the phone. And his reason was that he wants someone submissive, and he thinks that we're not compatible. So I did read your book for the first time this summer.
Wait a minute. What did he say you were incompatible for?
He said that he wants someone submissive.
he wants somebody giving him free sex.
Is that what it means? So when
have
we were
you given him free sex? Have
no, we
you
were
given
officially.
Him free...
No, we were official. So we went on a few dates, and then we went on like 4 dates, and then we had a talk, and then he said that he stopped talking to other girls online. Like, he was the one that started a conversation, and then he wanted to just like exclusively date. And then I asked him if that meant that we were both getting girlfriends. And then so then he said that, oh, not necessarily, like, just exclusive so that I'm not dating anyone else. But then I told him that, like, and then, like, sex came up too. And then I told him that, like, I would only have sex with someone if I'm in, like, an official boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And then he told me that he usually doesn't do it that way. Like, he usually, like, hooks up with the girls and then, like, things progress and then they become official. But he said that he doesn't mind trying it the other way. So then he said that he's okay with being official with me, and that there's no
wonderful.
Pressure.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, but then...
So are you
kind of
his girlfriend?
I was, and then he broke up with me last month.
What did he say? Because you said yes. He said yes. What did he say when he left you?
So he broke up with me, like, in the heat of the moment on the phone. He was upset at me because I was asking him about his parents. Like, we were supposed to be each other's parents, but then that got postponed. And then he lost his motorcycle recently, and then his parents wanted to make sure that he was okay. And his mom made him some food and asked if he wanted to drop by to pick it up. But he kept postponing it. And then I thought maybe he was uncomfortable because we were spending so much time together. And then he didn't want me to meet his parents yet. So he didn't go over. So I just wanted to ask him, like, why, like, he wasn't going over to his parents. And then he got upset about it. And then that night he left my place, like, really upset.
He
didn't talk to me.
You know what he didn't want to do? He didn't want to make you public. You were his closet girlfriend.
So his parents knew about me, and his friends knew about me as well. And he posted about me a lot on his Instagram. But I think he wasn't ready for me.
Well, that's good. Who did he introduce you to?
He introduced me to some of his friends, his old coworkers, his sister, but I haven't met his parents yet. And I think he wasn't ready for that. And then so he got upset when I asked about why he wasn't going over to his parents. So he left my place all upset. And then the next night, we were playing games online with my friends. And then afterwards, I called him. And then I asked why he didn't contact me all day. And then he got upset and he broke up with me over the phone.
I got it. So he did not want his parents to know you were his girlfriend.
But he did tell them before that he does have a girlfriend over the phone.
But he didn't introduce you to her.
No.
Well, hey, Mom and Dad, I got a girlfriend, but you're not going to meet her.
So does that
what
mean
does
like
that say
didn't...
about the girlfriend?
Like, that he wasn't sure about me, or he didn't really like me?
Honey, you're a secret girlfriend.
Okay. Like, when is it appropriate to meet parents? We were dating for about 3 months, but, like, officially just under 2 months.
What? When did you meet them? Did you ever meet them?
Not his parents, but, I mean, like, him and I, we dated for about, like, 3 months, and, like, officially just under 2 months.
Who did you meet?
His sister's family and some of his friends.
You didn't meet his parents.
Yeah.
He didn't want you to meet his parents.
So what
he
is
was not
that?
Your boyfriend. Do you remember Governor Schwarzenegger?
No.
You remember when he was governor? Well, it's public knowledge. He gave a baby to a maid in the house. And last year, I think, he came out with the secret. Now everybody knows this new son.
Okay.
Do you want to be a secret girlfriend?
No.
That's why you are a secret girlfriend, because he doesn't want to be seriously responsible for a woman at this time in his life.
Okay. So you think he's not ready for a relationship?
Yes, he's not ready. But don't be surprised if he tries to get you to have a relationship with him, but only if you meet his parents as a girlfriend.
So after we broke up, we met up a couple of days ago. He told me that he still cared about me and he still wants to be friends. And because his birthday just happened this past weekend, and he said that maybe in a few weeks after his birthday, we can have dinner. So it's been a month now.
Honey, I wouldn't give you permission to have dinner with him unless you dropped by his parents' house or saw or talked to them on the phone. Do you understand what he's inviting you to do?
Like friends with benefit?
Yes.
So I said happy birthday to him last Saturday. So, like, does that
That's
mean my
That's fine. I have no problem with the virtual stroke. Nothing wrong with that.
But then after I
That's
said happy
called
birthday.
That's a virtual stroke. What?
Is it okay?
What are you
if
saying?
Is it okay if after I said happy birthday, we talked for half a day? Like, does that still count as a virtual stroke, or did I break the 8 weeks?
I thought you already sent him a happy birthday card.
I texted him happy birthday last Saturday.
What are you sending him now?
Oh, nothing. But, like, that was the last time I contacted him. And then we talked for half a day. So, like, did that break my 8 weeks?
What is your 8 weeks? You called him.
Happy birthday. I texted him. Yes.
Do you want to be respected or cherished?
Cherished.
You're not acting like it. You're acting like you want to be respected by his parents and by him. Do you want to send him a Thanksgiving card?
No, I sent him
You've
a happy birthday.
You've already sent him a thank you. What?
No, I sent him a happy birthday message.
I know you send him everything he could possibly get from a man and a woman's body. Why are you mothering him?
So I shouldn't contact him, but I'm confused about when my 8 weeks is up for the no contact.
When is the last contact you spoke to him or to contact him? When?
Last Saturday when I said happy birthday.
Okay. Make that the beginning of 8 weeks.
Okay. And then if I don't hear from him. Sorry,
if you don't hear from him for 8 weeks, he's gone.
Okay. And if I hear from him, like what do I... Sorry, continue.
If he reaches out to you, you ask him, am I going to be your girlfriend or not?
Okay.
And if he says yes, when am I going to meet your parents?
And he said
wants
he's not
you
sure.
as a friend with perks. What?
Okay.
What?
So if I ask him, when will I meet your parents? And he says, I'm not sure, timing's not right, then I don't get back together with him, right?
You don't get back together again until you meet his parents as a girlfriend. Either that,
okay.
Have you had sex with him when you were in committed?
I didn't have sex with him until we became official.
That's what I'm saying. Till you became his girlfriend secretly.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not have sex with him now until you meet his parents.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes. Yeah.
Unless you want to be respected for being a mama who gives free sex, free dates, and wastes her lifetime with a man that wants a closet girlfriend.
No, I don't want that.
Then please change.
Okay. Also, one more
Got
question.
It?
Like, is it bad that
what?
I sent him? Is it bad that I sent him an email after we broke up?
Honey, you've been burying him under love. It's not bad. It just means you're a man.
Okay, I don't want to be a man. I want to be the one that's cherished.
If you want to be cherished, from this time on, he's got to reach out to you. He's got to ask you for dates. He's got to introduce you to his father and mother. And be monogamous, okay. Continuous, and date.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes, that sounds good.
Good. All right, give it a go this week.
Okay, thank you, Dr.
But
Pat.
Answer all his calls. All his texts, answer everything like lady.
Okay, I will.
But don't initiate anything unless it's a ritual. You can send him a Thanksgiving card.
Okay. I don't think.
Are you willing to work at being what?
Oh, yes, I'm willing to work on becoming more feminine. I'm also rereading your book right now, too.
He's what?
Oh, yes, I'm trying to work on becoming, like, more feminine, and I'm also rereading your book, like, Getting to I Do.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. A girl is passive, patient, and vulnerable. And a man is competitive, conquering, and controlling. Please let him be a man, and you reward him by being a grateful woman.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
But if you decide you want to be a man or a mama, tell me, I'll help you chase men. I
no,
have no
I don't
problem
want that.
With women being men and men being women. I'm not a moralist. I'm a therapist.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want that.
Well, then don't act like it.
Okay.
Okay, keep reading the book, Getting to I Do, and anything else I write.
Okay. I will. Thank
okay.
you so much. Have a nice
Thank
day.
You, caller.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And for you ladies out there, I've written a book. It's in there with Don Schminke, and it's called The Truth About Men Will Set You Free, But First It Will Piss You Off.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've got a caller with us. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. I have spoken with you a few months ago about how to handle a situation where the woman has, as you describe it, is married to her older son and not married to me. We had an argument.
Is she legally married to you, though?
Yes, she still
are
is.
Are you married?
Yes, we are.
What? You're married?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
and we are divorcing right now.
What?
And we are divorcing right now.
You're divorcing right now, but that doesn't mean you can't remarry. What
is
it I can do to help you?
I wanted to thank you. You told me a few months ago, you said to me, promise me that you would come back to England because my wife is in England and go to court in order for you to see your child because you said to me that my wife...
Yes, you have the right to do that.
Yes. And I have started the process. I came back to London and I have after 10 months of not seeing my child, I finally met him. It was fascinating.
Yay.
I asked to see him in a child center. I asked either the mother or the godmother to be there because I expected that the child would relieve the trauma of the day when everything exploded.
Yes.
She accepted that.
Yes. What a gentle father.
And it took, and when he entered the room, I felt a call to you. When he entered the room, he saw me. I saw his eyes zooming on me, and I saw the fear in his eyes. And then he turned around to his godmother, and he was trying to leave. And I explained both to the woman, that to the mother of the child, and to the mediator, that my fear was that it's not a fear. My understanding would be that if he would see me after not seeing me for such a long time, and he would just go, I'm like a god to him, and I disappeared, and the day that disappeared, everything went bad, and he didn't get all the needs that he should have had at that day, and it continued as far as I know, because he didn't have me as a father.
Do you know what pheromones are?
No, I don't.
Your baby son, when you split up with him, lost you. And what he lost was smelling your body. When people have chemistry, they're either relatives or they're chemically sexually attracted. Your baby acted like it was your baby when you went back there.
It was remarkable. I will tell you what happened.
No, dear,
it was
science.
Science.
Pheromones.
I smelled
pheromones. What?
I can, after half an hour, for the first 10 minutes, he was very, he wanted to leave, but I played from a distance and I made him laugh. And after 10 minutes, he already moved away from his godmother, and he allowed me to stay in his area.
Do you understand? You crossed the bridge that was created when you split from him.
Yes. Yes. And after half an hour, I smelled.
Half an hour, you were back to being his father physically.
Yes. Yes.
So are you seeing him at any regular time?
I see him once a week. It is not enough. And I have, but before I go to court, I am required by the law to prove that I have done everything I can in order to resolve it outside of court. I have maybe
what
one
What country
question.
Are you in right now?
The United Kingdom.
Okay. I give you my permission to use my name and what I've done with you as a sign of you being seriously interested in being a father to this child.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Allen. It's a real gift to have that. I have maybe one question to ask you.
What's your question?
The mother is intending of, she made a contact with me and she asked if she can take the child to her, to the country where she's from, which is Russia, for 1 month in the whole of December.
I've got news for you.
Yes.
You must not do it without a legal document.
Mm-hmm.
Or you will never see your son again. When you cross state or country lines, you lose the power of the law. Please do not act on this desire without legal advice from your country of origin.
I will do so. I promise
thank
I will.
Thank you so much.
And I wanted to thank you because your advice has given me such a clarity on how to look at the situation. I realize, Doctor.
I'm going to give you another book to read. Not another one. I don't think I've ever given. There's a book called Touching by Ashley Montague. Touching
by Ashley, yes?
A-S-H-L-E-Y, Montague. Mm-hmm. It's about pheromones, touching. That's bonding. Mm. You know, the first 3 days after a child is born, the people that touch it in those 3 days bond seriously. And kids that are put in bassinets and hospitals and not given someone to touch them with love are wounded for life.
Yes.
Now, see what I'm saying? So read the book Touching by Ashley Montague.
I would read that, Doctor.
And talk to a lawyer about protecting your parenting rights when you let her go with the child to Russia. I'm not a lawyer. So get advice.
I will do so, Doctor. And I really thank you for your guidance.
I totally appreciate it. You did what science has known is necessary. You've let your child touch you and smell you and bond to you.
And it was the biggest gift in the world to hear him laugh. Doctor, the laughter of
that's
a child,
right.
Of the laughter. I told my friends that after half, when I smelled him for the first time, and it was fascinating for me, I smelled him, and immediately my whole body, I felt almost intoxicated, and I told my friends.
You were intoxicated. There is even a chemistry that's created when a man has a baby, even though he doesn't have the baby. There are chemicals produced that you and the child resonate off of that are natural for every physical father.
It felt like that. It felt like that. It felt
that's
so
the way it is.
Doctor, thank you so much for that. I think it's
I appreciate that. I'm thanking you on behalf of your son. Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Doctor, and thank you for allowing me to use your name. I would mention it in my application to the court, because it is important for me that I really believe that the most important thing is to preserve the child's right to have a meaningful, frequent, and a real relationship with both parents, not only with the mother, but also.
I know that. Are you able to get on American TV? Can you get to my website? Kelly, can you give him a website?
Of course I know your website, Doctor. Of course I know your website.
All right. It's www.drpatallen.com.
See if you can take a copy of that with you.
I will do so, Doctor. And I thank you so much for your work and for the help that you're giving.
You're welcome.
All of us. Thank you, and have a lovely, lovely day. Now it's after midnight. I will go to sleep. Tomorrow I'm seeing him for the third time. So it's a real gift.
Good.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye.
Take care, caller. Bye-bye. Okay, I believe we've got another caller or two in our queue, and we've got some time for it, so that's good. Will, if you're looking for our products, wantistore.com is where you go. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. But if you could speak up a little, it would help.
Okay, great. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi there. So I had a bit of a crisis happen, catastrophe, last week.
Wait a minute. I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yell at me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so having a bit of a problem. Basically, my living boyfriend of 4 years and me had a huge fight because I drunkenly asked him about having a baby, which was very silly. And he also has a mood imbalance. So he was he kind of flipped out. He was sober, but he flipped out. And he decided to move all of his... We made up the next day. We made up for 2 days. And then he decided to take temporary... And then we decided to make a... We made love in that time when we made up. We forgave each other. I said I would change some things. He said he would too. He decided temporarily to live a mile away with a friend of his for the month. So he basically said that he was temporarily living over there, but he moved all of his things, not just a little bit. Like he said, I came home and everything was gone. And I said, wow, everything's gone. And he said, well, I want to see how it goes. Basically, he's been calling me every single day since then and sending me love messages and love notes. And then he's been coming over and staying here. So I don't know what to do and what to say. I still want to be in a relationship, and so does he.
What? Wait. I didn't hear that sentence.
I still want to be in the relationship, and so does he, because we're still boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, then what's the problem? Are you pregnant?
No, I'd like to be. No, the problem is...
I know you would be, but he doesn't want a baby. You're not compatible.
Right, not right now, he said, which I understood that. So,
are you willing to continue the relationship for a period of time with the hope of him deciding to make a baby?
Yes, I am. I'm with the hope.
Well, then tell him,
okay.
I will date you until December 31st. How long are you willing to date him on a promise?
As long as it takes.
No, that's your lifetime. We've got to go month to month. Can you do the rest of November?
I can. I can.
Are you willing to do it?
Yeah.
Then let him know that you will treat him like a boyfriend and he like a girlfriend for you if he, for 1 month, for the month of November, and then decide about December, and then decide about January until you either get your baby or you leave him.
Right. Okay, that's fair enough. And now with that, obviously it would be he'd have to move back in.
What?
He'd have to be... With that, I would want him to move back in after the month of November. I don't want to be living separately after we've lived together for 4 years.
You want to... Well, I don't approve of living together without being engaged. I don't even care if you marry. I want that ring on that finger that tells everybody you're taken.
Right.
So are you willing?
I want him back just to be mated. I'm okay with that.
You're okay if he what?
With him moving back in and us just mating.
Okay. Are you, you're not, he doesn't live in, where do you live?
We're living together, and he just moved out after that big fight and now regrets it. And he hasn't said he wants to come back, but he's been messaging me and doing the bed
check. Well, then come back. But does he have to come back with a baby and a ring, or a baby or a ring?
Exactly. Either one.
He can pick it. Yeah. You would live with him if there was a ring on your left hand.
Yeah.
Well, then do it, because that's a sign of your commitment and his.
Okay, but now like I said, he's been coming over every day since he moved around the corner.
And have you been having sex? And have you been having intercourse?
Not since the fight, no. But after the fight, we did.
Then you are living together. Would you please cross your legs until you get your ring or your baby?
Okay.
Which one?
Either. Until I get the baby or the ring. But how do I ask him to move back in without being controlling? I need to
Okay, well, the baby requires sex. The ring requires a jeweler's store.
Right.
What you're having is a live-in, live-out relationship. You're married right now.
Right.
With no baby and no ring.
Right. And now,
so get the ring.
Okay.
You want this man.
Yes, I want him to be living back here with me again.
Then would you please not live with him without a ring on your finger?
But what if I'm okay with going back to the way we were without the ring?
If you're okay with no baby and no ring, you're a free wife.
Till the end of the year. I would be okay with that. But I feel very displaced with him now, with everything gone and him coming over and just hanging out. I don't like that.
I got news for you. You didn't set a standard. I'm telling you, standards are the ring. He's already told you no baby.
Well, he didn't say no baby. He said you shouldn't have asked me like that. And it turned into a huge fight. He said you should have asked me in a calm manner.
Exactly. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it takes weeks to get pregnant, right?
Right.
So from now till you're pregnant, are you going to have sex with him? Like a wife.
Yes.
Well, then why should he do anything else?
Right. Well, only if he moves back in, though. So I shouldn't have intercourse.
What?
If he moves back. I
got news for you. He's forcing you into being a free wife. Is that okay with you?
Until December, yeah. I just want him to move back in.
So for the month of November, you're going to be a free wife.
Right. But he's not living here anymore. Fine. That's my point.
Fine. What? But you can't ask for the baby, and you can't ask for the ring.
Okay, but can I ask
you him can't harass back? Him. What?
Can I ask him to move back in? I think he wants to move back in because he's been here every day since then.
I don't care where you have him move. You're giving him a free husband. I don't care if you give him a free husband.
But how can I ask him to move back in and make it be his choice? And let, you know, how do I say?
You can't. You can say, I'm willing to have you live with me while we have sex.
Right. And what if
you're married
says, well,
to him? You're having sex.
Right.
You are married to him now.
But we've
That's
just
your
had a
choice.
Huge change. But we've just had a huge change in the living situation because we were very.
What's the change? I don't hear the change.
He moved down the street last Saturday. He packed all the stuff in a rage and left. And then has been coming back
what?
And messaging me. We've been living together until last week. He left last week and moved all of his stuff. And then, but he continued to message me and tell me how much he loves me and comes over and hangs out. But none of his stuff's here. So it did change. He moved out the house.
What are you mad about? Wait a minute. What do you want me to say to you? I've already said, do whatever you want. I know you're giving him a free wife, so give it.
Well, I'm only giving him the free wife if he moves back in. I don't really
I
want
mean
to be.
Intercourse. I mean making love.
We haven't done that since he's moved all of his stuff out, that he stayed over. We haven't done intercourse since he's moved out.
So he just sleeps with you. He just sleeps with you.
Yeah, he's come over. Yeah, the last few nights he stayed, but it's just been that. Yeah.
So fine. So he is a free sleepover.
I don't want that, though. I want him to move his stuff back in.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. That's called no live-in. Without my stuff in.
So that's why
you're
I tell
saying
them,
I won't.
Yeah.
Honey, look, one minute you say you just want him to live with you, and the next minute you're telling him where to hang his clothes.
Well, what do you mean, telling him to where to hang his clothes? Oh, because I'm an
every time I make a every time I make a boundary, you change it.
Okay, because I just want him to move back in. That's what I want.
Then let him move back in on his terms for 1 month of November.
Well, he said he moved out in order for us to have space for the month of November, but he still keeps coming by. That's my point. He moved out. He said we needed space after the big, huge fight.
Then would you please lock your front doors for the month of November?
You don't, okay, so because he said we need space for the month, actually have real space and say, okay, don't come by.
Then that's it. So no sleepovers for November.
And what are those terms I'm telling him? If you want to be
what?
Back again in my life. I said, what are the terms? So I say, if you want to be boyfriend and girlfriend again, I want you to move back in and we've got the month of November to have that space. But afterwards, I want you to move back in.
Fine. So now we're negotiating living, sleeping together. You said
right.
It, now live it. Have you got
okay.
It?
Yeah, how do I...
Do it.
Is that masculine for me to
what?
Do that? For me? Is it masculine for me to ask him to move back in?
No, dear, you're not asking him. You're saying, I'm not going to sleep with you unless you move in.
Okay, that's fair. I agree with that because it's going to get me too tangled up emotionally. what's going on now.
What have we said?
Yeah, and I don't want us to drift apart and him get used to this setup. So
I know that. So now change it to, you've changed it every minute here. Change it to no sleepovers. No sleepovers unless it's for the month, every night.
Oh, okay. So no more sleepovers unless he's going to move back in, or no sleepovers for the whole of November.
I don't care what he does. You're saying yes to everything.
Right, I am. But I guess Well, he hasn't asked to move back in yet, but he's been coming over every day, pretty much, and checking on me.
That's fine. Honey, I'm done with this call.
Okay. Okay.
Have you got your directions?
Yeah, I'm going to re-listen to it, and I think so, which is basically come over, hang out, but no sleepovers and no sex, unless you move back
All
in.
All right. Okay.
All right. I appreciate
okay.
your time.
Good
guys.
Luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. All right. Let me check in with our switchboard and see what we've got going on. Okay. So our One Eye stores where you'll find all of our products, and you can reach out to info@drpatallen.com for a script reading, for a critique of a high buy letter, or to sign up for our groups. So do that. I encourage it. It's really great. Okay. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Dr. Pat. I'm just wondering, I'm engaged, and I brought up our exes.
Wonderful.
Talking about, you know, what I learned from my previous relationships, and then he brought up his, like, he had been previously married, and then he dated another woman. Anyways, it just felt really awkward.
Why?
Because he became really distant.
He what?
He was distant afterwards.
He was distant. Were you mad at him when he was? Were you jealous?
No.
Were you negative about his private life?
No. But it was...
Maybe he was sad about his private life. He was talking about a divorce, a failure.
Yes.
So why can't he be sad about a failure?
But you recommend... I thought maybe I had made a mistake to bring that up. But I thought...
Why?
Since we're...
Does he have any kids with that woman?
No, he doesn't. He had... but maybe he didn't want to hear about what I learned from my exes. So I don't know.
Men are generally more jealous. But have you ever heard me describe jealousy as an indicator of territoriality?
Mm-hmm.
If a man or a woman is not jealous of their partner, they're not really in love, because jealousy is founded on chemistry, pheromones.
Right, I was, right. I mean, I became jealous, and this was even before he met me, and the whole thing, it felt like I
Would you please read the book Dangerous Passions by David Buss? Would you please read the book by David Buss, Dangerous Passions? Because I think you picked up on your unhappiness that he had a life before you.
Okay. Yes. That's right.
Well, he did have a life before you. So if you want to dump him for that life, you're making a mistake.
So do I just never bring it up again? I think that's the...
Never. Never do those full disclosure. There's no benefit to them because there's nothing you can do except feel bad.
Right. Yeah, that was a mistake. I don't know if I can... Is there any way I can correct that or I just pretend it never happened?
Pretend you made a mistake and asked him to tell a story about his repugnant nature. And it caused you to hate him temporarily. Do you want to get rid of him for his past life?
No, I don't. And I
don't
want...
And I would suggest that you understand. You better read the book, Dangerous Passions by David Buss, because it tells about the value of jealousy.
Okay. No, and I felt jealous when I heard, you know... Anyways, it was
you
just
had
an awkward...
You had his penis in somebody else's body. That's what you did.
My reasoning was if we were going to get married,
your
I wanted to know.
Your reasoning was jealous. You were under the controls of your emotions. You were out of your mind.
Okay.
You were not rational. I'm mad at you because when you were in high school, you made love to a girl and she was a virgin. And so were you. And I'll bet you still love her, you son of a bitch. Is that the way you feel?
Yeah.
Are you furiously angry with him for having physical contact with another woman?
No.
Before
I just,
you met him.
Right. No, I mean, this was all before. So I just wanted to clarify, it's just not a good idea to just bring up exes at all then, really.
Please do not bring up exes unless you need to do a genetic test of their veins so that you know what the baby is subject to. Do you know what I mean? There's got to be a scientific reason to find out why you're talking about a sex life before you knew each other.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But I just gave you a book that says,
yes,
if you're not jealous, you're not in love.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm jealous and I know that it was, I don't know why I brought it up. I think it was just...
You brought it up to find out that he was a virgin.
Right.
He's not a virgin. Now what are you going to do?
Well, I just wanted to...
You're going to read a book, Dangerous Passions.
Okay.
About the value of jealousy. The value of jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I'm trying to, we're supposed to meet tomorrow, but I want to do my own thing in the morning. So I guess I'm still trying to put myself first so that I'm not bending over backwards for him all the time.
I want you to bend over backward for him if he's your man.
Okay.
Why would you ever think of punishing a man that had a sexual relationship before you met him? Why would you ever want to do that?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. This was another... No, I don't want
but
to do
you
that.
But you said,
just...
you just told me a story. You just said...
I'm going to do my thing in the morning, and he could just sit on it.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, so...
Is that what you felt, the way I said it?
Yeah, no, it was... Well, I'm trying to... we're going to meet in the afternoon. I thought, oh, maybe I'll get my nails done in the morning so I'm feeling more feminine and thus...
No, dear, you're not feeling feminine. You're not feeling feminine at all. You want to kill him because he's unfaithful to you. So you're going to be negative so that he picks it up and dumps you. How's he going to live with somebody who's mad at him because they had sex with somebody before you met? How's anybody going to deal with that?
Right.
Well, that's why I gave you a book to read.
Yeah, I'll read that book, and I just thought maybe there was a quick fix I could tell him so that it would work out.
There was. Get the book fast and read it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You're going crazy over something out of reality.
Right. No, I
that's
mean, it
why
was
the title of the book. Listen to what the title is, Dangerous Passions. It doesn't say how to love a man when he has a love before he met you. That sounds so loving. This one says Dangerous Passions. You hate him right now. Do you understand that?
No, I mean, well, I was trying to...
I'm going to stay away from him all morning long.
Well, no, this was another question for tomorrow. It was just not because tied to that. It was not tied to that.
Well, honey, it was tied to it with me. Anytime a woman says, I'm going to stay away from my man, my boyfriend, for the month and do my thing, I know she's getting a little bitty divorce just for that day.
All right. Yeah, because I was reading your book about, things to discuss before marriage, and it was money. And then I guess...
Time, space, money, and play. And under play, it's sexual play and non-sexual play. I don't recall anything in my book that says talk about your previous love life before you met each other. I've never written that.
No. No, that's... Yeah, that was... Well, I guess... because he has not... I have no idea what his financial situation is, and I don't know. In the book, it says, we should be discussing it before marriage.
Honey, I got news for you. You can discuss anything, but not before you met him.
Right. Okay. But as far as the finances, he just avoids it completely. So I'm just...
Honey, are you doing pre-marriage? Are you talking getting married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how long have you dated him?
Just a few months, but we've been seeing each other every other
day.
Are you engaged?
Yes. You're talking premarital counseling. I'm talking about engagement.
We're engaged.
You're a little ahead of yourself. What?
Yeah. Yeah, and I just have no idea about how he supports himself or any of that. So he just doesn't
want to
talk
about it. Honey, you don't need that. You're not getting married this year. Are you getting married this year by December?
No, next year.
then why don't you just get to find out
and interact, because we're out of time. Caller, please call back next week. Dr. Allen,
thank you.
What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.